نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Du'as pertaining to dreams, we'll just do a few that are important. After seeing a good dream, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever one of you sees a good dream, it has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore say Alhamdulillah and mention the dreams to others. After seeing a bad dream, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you sees a bad dream, he should spit, and by spit it could also mean he should blow without letting out any saliva that leaves his mouth, to his left side thrice, and he should recite isti'adha. Isti'adha is to say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So this will be read thrice. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when anyone sees a bad dream, he should spit thrice to his left and read this dua, for he will be saved from the harms of it. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min amali shaytan wa sayyi'atil ahlam. The sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as cushions and pillows are concerned. It is a sunnah to use a pillow. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reclining against a pillow towards his left side. That was not whilst he was sleeping, but whilst he was seated. Offering a guest a cushion. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed about his practice of fasting daily. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his home to speak to him about it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he offered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a leather cushion. Allama Tibbi rahmatullah alayhi has written that in honoring a guest, a pillow should be offered to him. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.